What is up? Welcome to Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. The Salt Shakers are here tonight to break down everything that happened on this episode of Monday Night Raw.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
That is right. Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. And of course, it's Monday night. Y'all know what that means. We're here to talk about Monday Night Raw and break down everything that happens. Santana, were you feeling the tournaments and were you happy with how everything went?
Yeah, I was feeling the tournaments. I thought it was really interesting to see the matchups that they had, especially with the two triple threats that we had for the night. In regards to the finals, it was no surprise there, but I was hoping for a different outcome, but it didn't turn out that way. But either way, I kind of knew the direction that WWE was going to go with, especially with how tonight ended.
Absolutely. Well, I know a lot of people was probably thinking that this man right here, Cody Rhodes, would be making it to the finals. However, obviously, before, you know, we get into that, the show opens up with Cody Rhodes. Of course, being in Jacksonville, Tennessee, Cody Rhodes is no stranger to that city and building a new wrestling promotion, as he mentioned during the pandemic, being All Elite Wrestling. He didn't say the name, but it's pretty obvious. We know who spent their time in Jacksonville for quite the time during the pandemic, and gave people, it really did truly give people an outlet, a different outlet from the WWE and from the sports entertainment, and really went back to professional wrestling. Cody Rhodes being a part of that, but that really wasn't his focal point. Obviously tonight he's moving forward and he has his eyes set on the World Heavyweight Championship. Now, before we get into the first match, there is a few, well, I guess there's not much to say. I think it's absurd that Edge is even in this tournament. Ray's at least been active. I think Austin Theory gets screwed again. But any thoughts? Any people do you feel like that are missing from this tournament?
Omos. Like, I feel like, but then again, he's a free agent, so I didn't expect any of the free agents to even be a part of this tournament, per se. I feel like LA Knight, I thought maybe LA Knight would have probably been in here, but maybe the agenda for LA Knight is Money in the Bank. I think he would have been a great candidate for this title opportunity. It's kind of it, to be honest. I mean, maybe Johnny Gargano, but, you know, maybe not. I thought maybe there were some potential other people that could have been a part, maybe outside of Edge, but Edge is a former, you know, World Heavyweight Champion. Girl. So, I mean, of course, they got to have somebody who's a legend inside of here. I mean, he's active. He's been drafted to SmackDown. He might as well be utilized, per se, but... Yeah. That's pretty much about it. But it, you know.
Yeah, I would have liked to see at least Baron Corbin or Chad Gable. I think Baron Corbin is due his diligence because he was the one that has defeated Roman, you know. So
that is true. But once again, Baron is a free agent, so yeah. And maybe he might be on SmackDown from kind of the looks of it, if they wanted to go that route with him being a free agent. Because he does have to see Mr. Cameron Grimes this coming Friday, to be exact, as well.
That is true. But, of course, then we move on to the first triple threat match of this tournament. Seth, Shinsuke, and Damian Priest. I know Santana was rooting for Damian, but it was pretty obvious, as she stated before, that the semifinals, the first participant for this World Heavyweight Championship is none other than Seth freaking Rollins. Huh. Interesting. Now, Shinsuke takes the pin.
Well, he takes the pin because Cody was Yeah. He was occupied with a beast, to be exact. That basically took him out of commission for the, even having an opportunity to be a part of this match in the first place.
Yeah. Wait, did that happen here?
No, that happened here. No, wait, didn't happen here. That happened later on tonight.
Okay, I was like, the hell? And then, of course, we see Imperium taking their shot, really, at Sami and Kevin, the current tag team champions. And now that they've been drafted to Raw as a unit with Gunther, there's no doubt in my mind that there's just going to be some very high level of competition with this one. But then we get to this match, and I know Santana is very happy about this match because I didn't think Otis was going to lose, personally. But I guess Ali is getting this build with this new character change. I'm not a big fan of it. What do you think about it?
I mean, I don't know. It seems like to me that eventually Maxine is going to be the issue that breaks up the Alpha Academy. Because it seems like she's forgotten about her Maximum Male Models and is trying to recruit a new one in Otis. And do I like it? I mean, Otis is always somewhere with the women every chance he gets. But I don't know where that leaves Chad. I mean, I think they should leave Chad to be able to go off and do his own thing while, you know, Otis focus on being a model, because obviously models are not winning in this point, you know, maybe on the runway you are, but here in the ring, it's just not working. You're on mute, Nikki.
But of course, Ali does get the victory. But no, I agree, because I think it's just time for Chad to just really move on and do something else. He's a really great competitor that doesn't take anything away from Otis. But I think a lot of people pay more attention to people were giving Angelo Dawkins shit for or just putting Montez over more. But like, really and truly, this is the real situation that we have to be very honest about. Otis is not on the same level as Chad Gable, in my opinion. He's a big guy, and he's not a bad wrestler at all. Chad Gable is just overly astonishing. And I mean that. Like, this man is truly an elite of his craft. Hopefully, you know, Chad can go get his rub off, because we need to start mid-card first. I don't need him to jump. Like, I need him to win the United States Championship.
Well, he can't do that if he's on Raw, because he's going to go through Gunther.
True.
For that to happen.
And then the Intercontinental Champion is
on Raw, and it's held by Gunther.
Oh, and the United States champion is
on SmackDown.
Right. Damn.
Yeah.
He's going to have to figure it out. And then we get to the next triple threat match between Cody Rhodes, Finn Balor, and The Miz. I'm not going to say that I was shocked, but I'm just going to say that Brock Lesnar, let's just be honest, he pretty much cost Cody Rhodes this match, this opportunity, and proclaim that they will be fighting the same night, the Night of Champions. Mm-hmm. So, I said this earlier when we were talking. I was like, there's no way Brock doesn't come out and ruin this. It's written perfectly. And sometimes when it's predictable, it's still perfect, because the execution is still there. You know, you still have to, no matter what spoilers people put out, no matter what things are said, you still have to see through with the execution. Anything can look good on paper, you know. We figured that Brock Lesnar would make his way out here, obviously, after what happened at Backlash.
I mean, after seeing his face too, though.
Yeah. Like,
look at Brock's face. Brock is not a happy camper, knowing that he has to wake up and Sable has to look at that face. Like, that man is pissed. He's mad. He has a black eye. He has staples, stitches, whatever. And obviously, he is definitely not done with Cody Rhodes. By no means necessary. By not at all. He's not. But this does allow Cody to not have an opportunity to win that title so that he can go on and actually complete the story that he's supposed to be getting to. But his next stop is having this fight with Brock Lesnar for Night of Champions, which is quite interesting because Night of Champions is supposed to be for the Night of Champions.
Right.
Neither one of them are champions.
Right.
But they're going to Saudi, so Brock is getting that Saudi check. Point blank, period. So.
And Cody is the biggest wrestling attraction, I think, and people don't want to admit it, but in my opinion, Cody is bigger than Roman.
Hey, I'm sorry. Say that again.
Cody, with or without a title, is bigger than Roman at this moment. And it's just that on that.
But nobody wants to talk about that, though.
No, nobody wants to talk about it.
Nobody wants to have that conversation.
Nobody wants to talk about it.
Even Tamara. Thank you so much, JAS, for realizing that as well. You know,
y'all call her JAS is crazy. Is that what y'all do on SmackDown?
That's what Jeffrey be calling her.
Girl, that is crazy. I caught on to it. But no, like,
I thought it was my
Jeffrey. That's just that on that. People don't understand how much Cody Rhodes has given to wrestling. I'm not even talking about WWE. I mean, training so many people, being a part of the exposure and the development and the foundation of something like AEW. This man is the pinnacle of wrestling right now. Like, and I'm not talking about just WWE because it's not
really just, had that conversation yet.
It's not just about WWE. People have to
They're not ready to have that conversation yet, though.
Yeah.
If you had said this like months ago, you probably would have got jumped. No lie.
Oh, baby, I would have been.
But now, people are seeing it.
I wish I had a video.
What video?
Of the girl fighting all them people. It's normally used like with Nikki. Like,
oh,
Nikki.
Yeah.
Come on outside. Like, man. I knew, but I.
Don't worry, I'll find a video for you.
Cody has been, listen, everybody don't get in this day and age, like a rematch with Brock Lesnar, back-to-back pay-per-view, you know, like in the same month, I don't know. Brock is a very sought out kind of person. And he works with the ones. No pun intended. And he's already, true enough, he's already worked with Roman. He's already done that. But right now, he has to work with Cody continuously because Cody is the number one.
That's true.
He's going to finish a story. And it may not be the story that people want right now, but it's going to be the one with Brock. But of course, the World Heavyweight Championship tournament has to continue. Finn Balor is now going to take on Seth Rollins at this point of Monday Night Raw. But before that, we have to get to some women's wrestling. Of course, we are Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. And let me just say, it was so good to see my girl, Dana Brooke. She's been honing down on Main Event, wrestling with all types of the girls in the main roster and also in NXT as well. But she took on Rhea Ripley, the current SmackDown Women's Champion. And I know a lot of people are probably wondering, like, are they going to, like, when are they going to do the switcheroo, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it was really good to see Rhea competing on Raw. Because, I mean, even holding that title, let's just be honest, she's still the champion over there, you know? So, yeah, they weren't given as much time, but damn, y'all, it's moving.
I mean, she do what she do. I mean, look how long, you know, the push, you know, Dana, the pushing the whole Dana, you know, giving Dana Brooks TV time and things like that. You know, it's really nice to see her be in a match with someone who is holding the title. Let's just say she does have a win over Becky Lynch. Yeah, that little kid is cool. Honestly,
I think a lot of people saw that. I didn't think so.
Okay, so I got a message for that kid.
I think she's done. Are you, like, medically speaking? Are you
like I'm not trying to be mean. Like, are you dumb?
Are you? I think she's dumb. I think is she. Do you think she's?
She's dumb.
You're dumb kid.
Yeah.
Get all the children, all the babies for all y'all.
Hello, cool gamer.
Y'all wrong for doing Dana like that. Yeah. She deserves better.
No, she does. I'm glad y'all see the vision.
I don't. I'm just trolling right now, but But no, I've never had no issue with Dana Brooke. Never. Like, I've never had an issue with Dana Brooke. I think she's a great wrestler. I do think she's great. I do think Dana Brooke is a great wrestler. She is someone who can go against, you know, other, you know, top stars in the business. Don't get me wrong. She really can. She's done it before. I think a lot of people forget about that because she's so underutilized a lot in a sense. Unless she's like actually needed for something. But I feel like with Dana, I mean, she didn't have that much of an office with Rhea because of course we're gonna be planning Rhea out to be the dominant one. So she's
trying
to be down. She tried.
She tried.
You know what I'm saying? She's gonna have to try, she's gonna have to beat down all of her opponents until you know, whoever her opponent, you know, next opponent is gonna be, should say. She's a veteran too. Like, Dana Brooke has been around for a while, to be honest, a long time. NXT vet, moving up to the main roster vet, working with Charlotte, working with a lot of the girls.
I mean, she has
all the 400 women. Yeah, so like she's been infused with the 400 women. So
she recently just beat Becky,
literally for the 24/7
with the help of Asuka, but she's beat Bayley.
Yeah, she's beat
Sasha.
Yeah. So like she's there, but a lot of people don't remember that because of course when you're not showcasing her enough for people to actually give a damn, then the only people that's going to give a damn about, you know, Dana Brooke is people who actually have followed her career.
Yeah.
Honestly. You know what I'm saying? And she's not that bad in the ring. She's not. She's actually pretty good. So
what do you think? And this is Stephanie, of course, our host here at Women's Wrestling Talk. What do you think will happen with the Raw and SmackDown women's titles now? I think they probably get swapped Friday or something.
They could change the names of them, honestly. I feel like they should just swap them. They could change the names of them, honestly. And they could have new title designs, too, though. That also could play a big part. That's just what I think, because...
You're thinking big.
You gotta be thinking big, bitch.
You're thinking big, bitch. Crazy.
I'm just saying, girl. Though, like... If that was the case, they would have been swapped those titles at least tonight.
Okay.
Like, that's there's cool. No way in hell y'all was not going to swap those titles. If they don't swap them on Friday, then
something going on.
There's something going on.
Yeah. Okay. But of course, Rhea gets the win. But great match, even with the time that they were allotted. And then,
Mother,
who you can check out in the background here. Really just an amazing person. Natty comes out and lets Rhea know, listen. Okay, she looked good as hell.
Her back was getting broken in half, and you're taking your sweet ass time and your red bottom to get to the goddamn ring. Bitch back broke already. Bitch back is broken, and you take 3 years to get to the ring.
You know Natty don't give a damn.
Girl.
She is Canadian royalty. She looks good as fuck. But it's going to be very evident that, you know, Natty's going to be taking some history. Well, giving some history, let me say that, to Rhea Ripley. And she is a former...
Hey, not a champion. That could be her first opponent.
That definitely is. It's definitely happening.
Like, what I can say, though, is Rhea has a lot of opponents she can go against on Raw. I'm not going to even lie.
She does.
She has a lot of opponents that could really match up with on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
a plethora of women that she can go up against. No lie. We will definitely eat with this match. It's her Cloverleaf versus the Sharpshooter.
Yeah.
So,
and she's no stranger to being a champion. She's no stranger to big events like this. Mm-hmm. I think this is going to allow a lot of people to really understand why Natty's really in her position. I definitely think that Natty is way over than she used to be, but people really used to try to play a Natty. Like,
good.
Yeah. So I'm excited about this. This is a surprise. I was not seeing this coming at all. And then continuing with the women, we have a great interaction and a welcoming with Zoe Starks. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a good showing. I think this is what it's really about. I love the change of the render. Well, not the render, but the graphic or whatever. That looks cute. But for some reason, she decides to mess with Nikki Cross. And like, now I know Nikki may not be in the forefront, but she's also a former champion in her own right.
Mm-hmm.
For a former NXT. Wait.
I don't think she ever won NXT championship.
I don't think she ever did.
I don't think she ever held the NXT title. I don't think she did. I don't recall her. I've been trying to get Santana since Hurricane Katrina. What?
What?
I'm sorry.
I don't even know who that is. No, I don't think she is, and that's crazy because she is a Raw Women's Champion. Okay, yeah. I always get confused.
Now she was in that Fatal 4-Way.
Yes,
before that match.
Yeah, that went back over the match,
but she never, she never won it.
That's crazy. I don't know why Zoe would want to, in her own right, want to do that.
Like, I mean, she need to, you know, this is her way of letting the girls know, like, listen, I'm here on Monday Night Raw. I'm here to stay. And I'm going to knock some of y'all hoes down. Point blank, period. Yeah. And Nikki, I'm starting with your crazy ass first so I can get your ass to the mental institution now. So. Yeah. Just saying.
I don't like it. I don't know. And then, of course, she has a match with her later on in the evening. But we do get to Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn taking on Imperium. And, of course, the tag team champions do get the victory. A good showing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Gunther's not going to be a big fan of this. So I hope next week. But then we keep it with the women. Of course, we see Xia Li.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen her in a really long time. Of course, Chelsea and Sonya are trying to get everyone to sign the petition for them to get a tag team championship bout again. Mm-hmm. Now, Chelsea and Sonya,
they look really good.
This is the best backstage outfits for a very, very,
very. They are definitely serving a lot.
They look so damn good together. Like,
they do.
The hair.
Mm-hmm. The glasses, the gloves.
The energy.
Mm-hmm.
We just love it. This is definitely us. I would do the glasses and the gloves just for you.
Yeah, and I'll do the leather with the black jacket just for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then I'll put the little red scar. Rhinestone right there.
Love it.
We might have to pull this look off in person. No lie, I don't know.
I'm with it.
We got to start looking like a tag.
Yeah, I want. Yeah.
Mm. Like for real, hey.
Mm.
Don't think we want to pull up like looking like a tag for real, for real.
Yeah. Summer Sizzle. We need to do the red. I need to find something red to wear.
I'm passing the red too.
Okay, now we get to the way. Now, of course, y'all know I popped super hard when I found out that Indy was drafted to Raw. Mm-hmm. And when she won the NXT Women's Championship. Everything that Indy's been doing lately has just been really great. So it's good to see the way back together. We're just missing Austin Theory.
Well, the runaway child is, you know, going out to be evil.
Yeah, but he's going to come back.
Maybe he will, but I don't think he's the one they're talking about actually coming home soon.
No,
they're definitely talking about Tommaso Ciampa.
Yeah. Absolutely. This is probably going to be one of the biggest factions.
Mm-hmm. The family's all back together again.
Yeah.
Minus the runaway.
I love this so much, but they weren't really into the petition. They didn't give a damn. But after that, we did see an interaction between Raquel and Liv confronting Chelsea and Sonya. And they said, hey, you could just ask for a rematch. Mm-hmm. Raquel looked amazing. We talked about that earlier together. Oh my God, like, she's so gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, she looked amazing. But yes, so I'm sure that's going to happen. Oh, that was announced to happen.
Yeah, that was happening like later on.
Yeah, after this. We'll talk about that. And then, of course, Nikki Cross takes on Zoe Stark. Zoe Stark gets the victory in her, I would say this is her first on TV.
Yeah, because she was on Main Event, of course.
I could have sworn Zoe was on Pandemic, though. I could have sworn Zoe and Charlotte had a match during Pandemic.
Let me check that out.
I don't know. I could have sworn. I know her and
let me see.
Kaden or Katana. I don't know which one is which. They're like twins. I could have sworn Charlotte had a match with her.
No, that was on a live event though.
Okay.
They never had a match together.
Okay.
The only match they had together was on a live event.
Okay. Well, yeah, this is her first official match.
And they've trained together.
Yeah.
Her and Charlotte have an album, but as far as like being on the main roster wise, she's only did.
Pandemic was crazy.
Huh?
Pandemic was crazy because there were a few people that I went back and watched and I was just like, what? Yeah, this is a good look for Zoe picking up the victory here. And then, of course, we get a chance to hear from Rhea, the current champion, and her little boy toy,
Honey.
What'd you say?
Never mind. She got a mesh with TB.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
I didn't know that. I'm new here. All right, go ahead.
And then, of course, we see a little interaction with Dominic, with Akira Tozawa, and what did Dominic call him tonight? Tozawa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they can't, because, you know, of course, there were, Rhea was talking about, you know, getting her victory and stuff like that and all that jazz. And then Akira and Xavier came out of nowhere laughing loud as hell and stuff. And then he was like, you don't disrespect mommy and blah, blah, and all this shit there. Or whatever, when she's talking, and then he got on Tozawa until Rhea propped her ass over there and scared that man off. And I guess Tozawa remembered what happened to him. So he was like, you know what? I'm going to exit because I know what it's like to be folded by Rhea Ripley. I'm not trying to have that encounter me again. He was like, fuck it, I'm leaving.
That's bad.
He's like, let me get the fuck out of here. I'm not encountering that at all whatsoever.
Yeah. And then, of course, Xavier, child.
They got the fresh cornrow raisin.
They ready.
You know, yeah.
He is ready, honey. I was very surprised to see them together, but, you know, here we go. Just putting shit together. Now, before we get to our next section of the show, which is going to be very interesting. We do have a quick commercial break, so we'll see you in about a minute.
Hey peeps, TK Trinidad here, Boss Lady of Women's Wrestling Talk. And I want to say thank you so much for watching because you've got millions of options. Plus, you don't have to worry about sharing your password to check us out. But while you're here, hopefully you know we have so many more shows to watch, like Turnbuckle Glam, Raw post show, WOW post show, AEW Dynamite post show, Women's Wrestling Army post show, NXT post show, Impact Wrestling post show, AEW Rampage and SmackDown Live post show, On the Scroll, ROH post show, WWT Live, plus all of our interviews with the hottest women's wrestlers in the game. Make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe. Check out our website at www.talkpod.com and follow us on all social media platforms at www.talkpod, and make sure to spread the word. That means send this to the group chat. Yes, even the person with the green bubble. Thanks again so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao for now.
My boy. Hayes.
That ending is especially and only given to you on the shows with the Salt Shakers, but we'll get into that later. The 7-time Women's World Champion, Trish Stratus, comes to the ring, and she has a quick and brief message to Becky Lynch. Now, she claims that Becky is missing, and Trish wants to play a little game or two. Mm-hmm. She decides that she wants to have Becky's entrance music playing. Mm-hmm. Right? Look at her with a little cute ass shirt on. Girl, you're a damn joke.
I wonder how many missing Becky shirts they've got on Dodie's shop. Is that only like exclusive to Trish Stratus?
Exclusive to Trish is nasty. Because
you know. I'm trying to see if I could get a shirt like that.
Absolutely not.
You just put your face on it when you disappear. I'm like, Nikki is missing. Somebody locate her. And not flyers and shit. That always give me like Alicia Fox. I'm sorry.
That's all I have. Alicia Fox is like, that's all I have. That's who's going to, and listen, speaking of, but, woo, anyway, listen, Alicia been, listen, the girl is out.
She's gone.
Your girl is out, honey.
She is.
People are about to wake up on how big Miss Foxy is, like, outside of WWE. Like, this girl was on Total Divas. Like, listen.
I need her to come to Impact.
Oh, most definitely. But I know she has to go to AEW.
Yeah, but I need her on Impact. I want all the girls to come to Impact.
I need her versus Mercedes. Like, versus Trent. Like, but I also need them then to be in a faction. Like what? Like, no, like, but anyway, we'll get into that Thursday. Definitely. But yes, and Trish is like, oh, ha ha ha, y'all thought she was gonna come out, you thought the man was here, but lo and behold, Trish was running her damn mouth a little too conveniently. Well, isn't that funny? Look who it is. And she knew she fucked up. She did. And that's what you get, Trish. Because standing behind you was a former champion herself. Mm-hmm. The first ever SmackDown Women's Champion. Mm-hmm. The first ever woman to do something that, Trish, you've only had 6 matches. Girl, you ain't never main evented no WrestleMania. Becky's main event at WrestleMania and won.
That is true.
Girl, don't make me clear this room. I'm tired of you. Like, really, I'm really tired, Trish. You're going to have to wrap this up, but I'm pretty sure we're going to keep you until, yes, I say keep you, until Miss SummerSlam. Because that's where you love to get your ass beat.
I mean, I don't think they're Golden Knight of Champions. I don't. I think they will. But SummerSlam is really far away.
It is, but it's not.
It is, but, you know, it's not. Because, like, shit, eventually we'll be in fucking June before you know it.
Because then they can go to a cage. Yeah,
they don't have a pay-per-view in June.
I thought Money in the Bank was going to be in June.
That's July 1st. is Money in the Bank.
Oh.
So, what if Trish is in Money in the Bank?
Girl, all right. Yeah, listen, we're going to
have to. Can you imagine Trish being Money in the Bank? And then Trish is in Money in the Bank, right? She cashes in on Rhea Ripley that same night, and she becomes your 8-time women's champion.
Is she stupid or is she dumb? Because I think she might be both.
Oh!
First of all, I mean, the question would be,
what about the Divas?
What about the Divas? Come on, Divas fans. Listen, this would be monumental for all the Divas fans out there across the world that will want to see Trish Stratus hold another title. And she talked about maybe, you know, going, you know, at the title picture maybe once again.
I can't do it.
I would laugh, honestly.
I'm gonna blame you.
What are you gonna blame me for?
Because you spoke it.
I'm just saying, you know.
Girl, talking about she gonna win the goddamn.
You imagine if this was like, if that was like Trish and like Mercedes wrestling each other?
All right.
Like, Saber's okay.
It was supposed to be though.
Well, listen though, Resurgence is coming up, right? Trish is like, yeah. You know what? Let me just, you know, make my rounds or whatever, right? So then, listen.
No.
Trish make her rounds, right? And then, you know, Mercedes, she wins the New Japan Strong title, right? For the women. Out comes Trish Stratus, right? And she challenged her at, like, I don't know, somewhere, right? Another New Japan show, right?
Right.
And then Trish beats Mercedes for that title.
Do you hear those crickets? That's how I feel.
And then she goes on to defend that title better than Mercedes.
That is nuts.
All right, I'm done.
That's nuts because she's in the ring, though. That is nuts.
Hey, listen, Trish gonna hit Mercedes with a damn meteor and take her finisher and beat her with it.
I can't. I'm exhausted. I'm so tired. I need to get that video. I am so tired. And then, of course, Dominic gets the win over Xavier Woods. You can see him, you know, celebrating with his woman in the back. And then we see a quick piece between Jinder Mahal and, girl, I don't know the other two.
In the share, girl, one of them is Veer, and then... I forgot what the other one name is, but I know this is in this year.
This is women's wrestling talk. We love the men in Impact, okay?
I mean, but you like gender, though.
I like gender. I said gender name. I don't know them other two.
One of them is Veer.
Yeah, Veer been walking so long. I don't know where the hell he been at.
He made it to NXT.
Oh, you said Impact.
I was going to say Impact. But hey, listen, he might have stopped there. Who knows?
And then we see Miz and Shinsuke chopping it up, you know.
He was trying to recruit.
He really trying to recruit. Yeah, that's awesome.
But Shinsuke is like, you know what, bitch? Hell no. Like, we fight next week. Get your ass got in the ring and we're going to square up. How about that? Period.
As we should. And then, of course, we did get a interaction between, as we spoke about before, Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville looking so amazing, but also Liv and Raquel looking just as amazing. I need to save this because we're going to use this on Turnbuckle Web because it's the easiest way, because I don't think everybody's going to post.
Well, shit, Chelsea and Sonya already got their photos.
Oh, I already knew they had
that. They already posted theirs anyway.
I already knew that, honey. You got to tell me. But yes, love to see it. They will have their match next week. And then, of course, we hear from Cody Rhodes before his big match. After his big match, sorry. You know, after the demolish that happened with everything with Brock. And he's really set to beat the hell out of Brock again. Child. I can't wait to see it. And then, of course, we can see our main event, honey.
We felt Trump's back on feed. Damn.
I don't even know what to say. I'm not gonna say I'm disappointed, but if I was booking this, I would have had Finn win. But this is obviously what this is the agenda, and I'm not trying to go against the agenda. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
I mean, the agenda is for Seth to obviously win this title. Like, if Seth doesn't win. I don't know what it would be. I mean, like, you're already having, like, the tournament of, like, you know, Raw superstar or SmackDown superstar. But it does really depend on who is going to win from the SmackDown side. Is it going to be Rey Mysterio? Is it going to be fucking Edge and Seth? Is it going to be AJ Styles and Seth? Is it going to be Sheamus and Seth? Bobby and Seth? Fucking Austin Theory and Seth? Like, who is it going to be? Yeah. That could be the person in the finals to face, you know, Seth and not a champion. So, you know, Seth won, but, you know, this Friday we do find out who wins in the other two triple threat matches that will take place as well. So,
yeah.
Rey Mysterio and Seth? That'd be interesting. I don't know, but I feel like with them going to Saudi with
AJ Styles.
I mean, it'd be AJ Styles, but they could fuck it over and be like Edge.
Girl, art.
What?
You showing your ass tonight.
I'm just saying. It could be Edge, and then Nikki is like,
how many times do we have to teach you this lesson, old man?
Like, how many times?
Like, so. I'm cool either way, you know?
Nah, I need it to be AJ, and then I don't even, let me see. Let's go back.
AJ can lose.
I think Seth could lose. Cause anything's possible. I don't want to say that he's gonna win it and then the motherfucker don't. Let's go back to the bracket right quick for
You know what, Jeffrey? Don't push it. Okay. He would have been a great candidate for this.
He would be. As far as the men go, it would have to be AJ or Austin Theory for me. But Bobby Lashley is like right there with Theory. Because I do like Bobby Lashley. What's not to like about Bobby Lashley? Like, one of the greatest reigns in the past couple of years. Like, I know people give a lot of credit to Roman for length. But let me just let y'all be aware. Just because you have longevity does not mean you had a good reign. Just because a match is 30 minutes or more or whatever does not mean the match is good. It takes more for something to be good than just longevity, okay? I know a lot of people don't want to agree with that, but there's more that goes into that than just, 800, 900. Bianca Belair is 400 days in, and her reign, it's still... it's still determined.
Yeah.
We can't say that it's a great reign just because it's 400. Roman, he's almost had 1,000 reigns. Mm-hmm. That's a little more time to digress, yeah, whether it's good or not. But even with that, there's still so much more, I feel like, that they're going to do with this reign. So it doesn't... you can't say, oh, he was a great champion because he held it for this long. No, it's what did he do? What matches did he create? What's memorable about it? That's why you really love Impact Wrestling, because Speedball had what, 14 title defenses
before he lost?
Like,
and he went against some top hitters though, like, to be honest.
Like Rocky Romero,
but Gunther's reign has been good though. Yeah, that's the thing.
Gunther has, absolutely. Gunther showed his ass. Shaheem and Sheamus cooked.
Like, Gunther was not carried through his matches.
No, he's legitimately
really had some amazing opponents.
That reign is
not to say Roman hasn't had amazing opponents either.
Yeah,
it's like, just, can you remember them?
And that's it. But yes, that has been the Monday Night Raw post show for this evening. We have a really cool interview coming up tomorrow that we did earlier today. We got to speak with someone who has been a great friend of the show. And we've also recently our CEO got to speak to Trinity. So that interview is out right now. So make sure you check that out. Of course, you can Google Santana. And then with me, you can catch me on Twitter. Okay. Any last final thoughts before we get out of here?
Not really. Shout out to Bad Bunny, Tempe Ala, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the, you know, the Hispanics and Latinos.
I'm gonna play it.
Mi gente Latino.
Oh. San Juan, Puerto Rico. ¿De qué quieren hablar?
I knew. What you
Let
mean?
Let me tell you something. Like, Cody stole my heart when he asked that question in Spanish. I was hoping that he was, because, I mean, you're in San Juan, Puerto Rico. You might as well speak the goddamn language over there, at least. I know they speak English, too, but you might as well speak the language there as well.
Yeah. And with that being said, too, check out our post show that we did for Backlash with Sed and Boonie. It was a really great, it was long. We did it for like an hour and 45 minutes, y'all. So make sure you check that out as well. But of course,
we can do no poster for a press conference now, Joseph. That press conference was just an hour, you know what I'm saying? I mean, but here's the thing though, they did talk about it on the news, actually. So they did talk about the press conference on the news. I know you would have liked to have a press conference like immediately following that, but I don't think I was in the right state of mind to sit there and discuss the situation between Bad Bunny.
Absolutely. If y'all want to see how she reacted, go watch the post show. With that being said, make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, including Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok. We've been doing some amazing content. And also check out the website at www.talkpod.com. Now, with that being said, thank you for supporting. And you have been tuned in to the number one women's wrestling show on the planet, home of the number one Impact Wrestling post show on the planet as well. I'm going to start saying it. Period. We'll see you Thursday. Ciao.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.